Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Dev Influencers Podcast. I'm your host, Charles Max Wood. Go check out devinfluencers.com/apply if you're looking for that next level to your career and you want to get there by building an audience, serving that audience, and then being able to use the influence that you have in order to get to that next level. This week, we're going to talk about just finding podcast topics. A lot of people, when I talk to them about putting together a podcast, they stop and they go, I don't know what we would cover. I don't know what to talk about on the podcast. And what's funny is that I get them talking about some topic related to what they do and they've got plenty to say, right? And so the issue really is that they're just not sure where to go with the stuff that they're doing. And it's really funny to me because it's like, you've got plenty to talk about. What the problem is that when you sit down to actually like pick specific things to talk about, you don't know what to do. And one of the steps that I put my accelerator folks through is the Dream 100, and I'll talk about that later. But one of the things that I tell people to do just to go through an exercise to pick topics is just think about the things that you talk about on a regular basis, right? So, or listen to for that matter. So what are people talking about on your, in your users groups? What are people talking about when you go to conferences? What are people talking about when they talk to you, right? What are people talking about when you're listening to podcasts? You know, what are those episodes about? I mean, all of those topics are terrific topics, right? When you and your friends get together and talk about technology, what are you talking about? What are the hot topics in whatever? What are you learning about? What are you struggling with at work? I mean, all of these things that derive directly from your experience are tremendous, right? The other thing is that's funny is that a lot of times I find myself in a position where like my kids will do something funny and I'll sit there and I'll be thinking, that's a funny story. How can I relate it to programming? How can I relate it to Ruby? How can I relate it to React? How can I relate it to JavaScript? How can I relate it to whatever, right? And it's interesting because what happens is as I think about it, I'll be like, you know, this is kind of like this other thing, right? And those stories make up just really, really terrific ways to pull together some idea that allows me to illustrate a principle or an idea that gives people something to really talk about. The other thing is that if you carry around something that you can take notes on, like say a phone, right? So you just open the notes app on your phone and you can actually just put it in, or in my case, I can just tell the assistant on my iPhone, I'm not going to say the word because I don't want to wake it up, but yeah, I can say, you know, hey, so-and-so, remind me to record a podcast about such and such a topic on such and such a day, right? And even if it's not the day and time I'm going to record, if I set that reminder for, say, Monday at 9 a.m. when I know I'm going to be sitting at my desk, then I can record that somewhere as a topic, and then I can go check it out. Another trick that I've used, and this is something that is going to come into play when we talk about Dream 100, which is, again, one of the techniques that I teach in the accelerator, is, and you can go apply for the accelerator at devinfluencers.com/apply, is I talk about Facebook groups and how to use them. But one of the tricks that I use for Facebook groups is if I go to one of the Facebook groups, and I'm just going to pull one up here on my computer just so I can look at it. I am not going to share my screen, sorry. But let's just join a Facebook group and let's see. Part of the reason I'm not going to pull it up is because there's a ton of political stuff on here and that just turns a bunch of people off. But I know that I'm a part of a bunch of JavaScript developer groups, right? So let's search for JavaScript. Here's a group, 129,000 members. So now you've got, there's a Dev2 article right here. Top 7 React, JS, Angular, and Vue material design templates for admin panels, right? And so this is interesting, right? And this is written by Natasha, now that I've committed to this, Avchenkova, Natasha. Anyway, so she's picked out some of these material admin dashboards, right? So there's React Material Admin Free, React Material Admin Full, right? But I can come in here and I can talk about, you know, okay. I can actually go and look at some of the code behind it, right? Because I'm assuming if they're free, I can grab the code, right? And so I can talk about, okay, you know, these are all using like the Angular ones, Angular Material. I could talk about that on Adventures in Angular, not just Angular Material, not just talk about Angular Material, but how these particular admin panels are actually using it, right? And what they're doing similar, what they're doing different, what they have in common, what the approaches are, stuff like that, right? And some of them have node backends, so I could actually, you know, dissect it. Maybe I go in and actually adapt it to something that I need or something that I'm interested in, right? And, you know, kind of pull things together that way. But, you know, something that's kind of interesting. And, you know, it got posted to that group. I've got a million tabs open here, so I need to close some of this stuff. But you get the idea, right? So here it is. Here's another one. If you're interested in learning some web APIs, watching for DOM changes, element resizes, port viewport intersections, check out my latest blog post, right? So I could get in and I could talk about these topics, right? Because this person's sharing their blog post, but it's a topic that people are interested in, right? Let's see. So somebody posted some JavaScript about creating new UI elements in Neo.mjs. So I could go check that out. A chat application using React.js. You know, so anyway, so there's stuff here. Denial of service attack. So API rate limiting in Node.js might be worth talking about, right? So I can go look through these Facebook groups and see. Somebody might also ask a question in here. I'm looking for one of those because a lot of times there's something in here like that where it's, hey, I'm building this and I've got this question, or hey, I'm building this and I ran into this problem, or hey, I'm trying to get this job and you know, I'm running into this problem. And so as you kind of dig through it, you'll run into stuff like that, and so you can answer the question, right? And that allows you to kind of post back. Or on those articles, right, that I pulled up, right? Same thing, right? It's, hey, you know, I covered parts of your article in this podcast episode, and you post that as a comment, right? And so then people can dive in and get more context. And so these are places where you can go for ideas. So there's always plenty to talk about. Sometimes you just need something to jumpstart it. And then from there, you're going, oh, well, like these seven material design templates for admin panels. It's like, oh, well, what else can I talk about with material design, right? You know, maybe it's, you know, how to do blah, blah, blah with material design in React. Or, you know, what other shared component libraries are there built on material design? How would I build one on material design? How would I test one on material design? You know, just all kinds of stuff like that, right? There are a whole bunch of cheat sheets that have been uploaded here in this group, right? So I could go on the cheat sheet and talk about, what's on the cheat sheet, you know, and just shout out about the cheat sheet at the end of the episode. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff here that you can do just to get off of there. So, I just want to give you some ideas, you know, as you get in, and we've done this, right? So I pulled together the Dream 100, which is kind of the 100 places that I think my audience, my core audience, once I know where I'm trying to go and who my avatar is, where they're paying attention to in order to get the information they need to solve their problem. Now I know, okay, I want the people in charge of those places to come on my show. That's another topic idea. But the other end of that is what are the conversations going on there and how can I add to them? And so I do that on Facebook groups and newsletters and blogs and YouTube channels and, you know, and on and on and on and on and on. And so once I start pulling that content in, then off I go, right? Or as I build apps based on that content, right? And then create my own content, you know, I'm putting content out there that's relevant to it. And so all of that kind of comes together in that way for me to put out the kind of content that people are going to want. So anyway, that's where I go to when I'm trying to come up with content ideas. And sometimes then it's just me or just the panel, right, talking about it. Sometimes we do get the author of the article or whatever to come on. It just kind of depends on how we approach it. But at the end of the day, it's interesting content that then we can promote to our audience and to people like our audience who are then going to start coming back and participating in our audience. So for the next while, I think I'm just going to focus on how to build the channel and how to build that audience some. And then we're going to talk about the things that really make your growth take off. But at first, you've got to just focus on serving your audience and putting the content out there they want, because if you don't have something for them to come to and keep coming back to, then they'll pick up the one or two things they're really interested in and you'll lose them. But if you've got, you know, 8, 10, 12 episodes for them to go and kind of listen to all of that are all going to be relevant to them, or in my case, I'm doing this every day, right? So if I have a month's worth of content, if I have 30 episodes for them to go listen to, and then I start showing up on other people's podcasts and other things, what that really does is then, you know, I have that foundation, and that's what I'm going to be working on here for the next few weeks is, you know, how do we get that foundation? And then, okay, now how do we make this thing really take off so that we can get people in the funnel, you know, so that we can really get the kind of influence and audience that we want. And then once we have the audience, now what do we do right now? How are we taking advantage of this so that I start getting what I want and I'm getting the feedback to make sure that they're getting what they want, right? So it all kind of feeds back into itself. But at first, I'm just working on building that portfolio of, hey, here's the stuff I want. And I am still talking to people now, right? Because I'm talking to people in the accelerator. I'm talking to people off of the other shows that I have as far as, you know, knowing what to talk about here. But that's when things are really going to take off. But I have to have this foundation in place first so that I don't go talking about stuff that these folks don't care about, and so that I know what impact I'm trying to have. Because if I don't have that, then I'm going to be lost. And it makes it a whole lot harder for me to actually know which topics are going to hit and which ones aren't. So anyway, we're going to focus on this stuff. I'll come back around to Dream 100. I'll come back around to Avatar. I'll come back around to some of this other stuff. But in the meantime, yeah, really just think about, okay, I kind of have this idea of where I want to end up. And that means I've got to start working with people like this, this kind of an audience. And so these are the kinds of places I'm going to be looking for content that I can build upon in order to build my audience. All right. Well, go check out devchat.tv. You go check out devchat.tv, but go check out devinfluencers.com/apply. Fill out the application. We'll do a strategic call. See if you're a good fit for the accelerator, and let's get this thing taken off for you. Until next time, max out, everybody.